Serving up a healthy dose of news, traffic, and engaging opinion. This is Good Morning Hamilton with Rick Zamperin on 900 CHML.
Well, yesterday we had a news story about Elections Canada releasing figures about the advance polls for this Thursday's by-election in Hamilton Centre. As you know, Andrew Horvath, the former longtime MPP for Hamilton Centre and leader of the NDP, vacated that position after winning the mayoralship here in Hamilton. And so now a by-election is being held, and the advance poll numbers from Elections Canada, not too good. Just 5% of all registered voters in the riding went to advance polls to cast their ballots, about 4,100 voters. And that is way less than the 11% who did so during the 2022 general election. So the interest in the election, obviously with these numbers, not that high. And who knows whether it's going to get higher or lower following the latest story. And that is that B'nai B'rith issued a statement yesterday accusing NDP candidate Sarah Jama of anti-Semitism, which she denies, calling her a radical activist who has been associated with groups that have frequently targeted Israel. That's a direct quote from B'nai B'rith. And now this organization is calling on the NDP and its leader, Marit Stiles, to drop Jama as a candidate. Let's bring in Kim Wright, founder and principal of Wright Strategies, to Good Morning Hamilton on 900 CHML. Kim, welcome back. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm great.
This sounds kind of messy.
Yeah, it is always going to be messy when you have these type of things, these type of statements and these types of accusations. But let me be very clear. Anti-Semitism is absolutely abhorrent and cannot be tolerated. And Sarah Jama herself, the New Democrat candidate, has said that she has no anti-Semitic feelings and believes in a peaceful two-state solution, which sounds an awful lot like what B'nai B'rith has called for in the past and others. So I think what we're seeing here is the last few days of a campaign, people having questions about different candidates, and that's fine. But what I've seen from Marit Stiles, from Sarah Jama, from the New Democrats, is an ongoing commitment to address anti-Semitism that has been rising across the province and across the country. And they've actually taken it upon themselves, the Ontario New Democrat Caucus, to do anti-Semitism training to all caucus members. And that's an ongoing conversation. That's an ongoing training, as we're seeing in many workplaces. And you're really making sure that people understand the history as well as what they can do as legislators and public servants. So I think that that this is one of those very unfortunate late in the campaign conversations that unfortunately, Rick, to your point, might deter some people coming up to vote. I'm not sure that that was the intent of B'nai B'rith, but certainly that that may end up being where we're at.
My best guess is this won't have a huge impact on how people vote, if they even bother to go out and vote. I would think at this time of the by-election run, people have made up their mind. Do you think this is at all going to have an impact on how people cast their ballots?
What I know is that in by-elections, it's about how you connect with your voters. And what I've seen from Sarah Jama and her campaign team is they've been out on doorsteps, they've been out at transit stops, they've been out everywhere they can to meet voters where they're at and try to encourage them to get out to the polls to introduce themselves to Sarah. And many Hamiltonians will have known her through her various activism over the years, including with the Hamilton Anti-Racism Center. So what we're seeing is the last couple of days of the campaign trying to find ways to get those last voters to the ballot box. And as we've seen in the last couple of campaigns, not only in by-elections, but in the general elections, getting people out to vote is very complicated. And hopefully the voter turnout will be better than we've seen in the past.
There's been a lot of talk over the last number of weeks about foreign interference in our elections. Do you think that's top of mind for voters?
I think it's a concern for every Canadian and Ontarian and Hamiltonian. I think when you hear these headlines about how is it impacting local campaigns, I think it's cause for concern. And I think that's why the prime minister should call a public inquiry and get to the bottom of what has happened. I don't think you're seeing that type of foreign interference at play in this by-election. But what you are seeing are people trying to figure out who are these candidates? How do they get involved? And what I've seen out of the Gemma campaign has been a really positive approach to getting people involved in politics. So there's been a lot of people coming in and out of the campaign office. And hopefully that translates to her election on Thursday.
A couple more minutes with Kim Wright, founder and principal of Wright Strategies on Good Morning Hamilton on 900 CHML. This has been an NDP stronghold in Hamilton Centre for years. Is this going to be a massive loss if Sarah Jama cannot pull it off?
Oh, I think what we're seeing is people very excited about Sarah Jama's campaign. And as I said, we're seeing that on the doorstep. We're seeing that in the campaign office. We're seeing that in a lot of places. So, but the most important thing is, with voter turnout being in those sort of 20 to 30% range, every vote does actually matter. So if you're listening and you're like, it's always the new Democrats that always win it, I don't need to show up. I'll tell you this, you absolutely should show up, because I've seen campaigns that have been won and lost by as little as 9 votes. So you'll want to get out there and make sure your candidate wins.
Kim Wright, founder and principal, Wright Strategies. Always appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Wake up with the information you need to get the most out of your day. You're listening to Good Morning Hamilton with Rick Zamperin on 900 CHML.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.